Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall and www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Welcome, 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 welcome. The first day of fall is here.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, by the time y'all hear this, fall will already be sprung. But, man, fall is here. Hooray. That means down here in Texas, instead of 98 degrees, we're down to 95.
Oh, my goodness. No. We've had such beautiful days leading up to fall. It's been very nice.
See, we'll get that come late October, November, December. That's when our beautiful stuff hits. Mm-hmm. January, it could be nice in the 60s or 70s, and it could be 38. Right. You'll know if it's 32 because you'll see my taillights going south. We're in search of warmer weather somewhere, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that because, you know, down here, if y'all have heard the news and stuff, Houston got hammered again with another tropical storm that just flooded. A lot of people, God bless them, say a prayer for our neighbors up on the north and west side of Houston. Because a lot of those people just got back in their houses from the Harvey floods.
Oh, that's so
awful. And now
they're
wiped out again.
40 inches. Some places got 40 inches of rain. I mean, what does that mean?
Yes, it just means it's like, really, you know, you're waiting for Noah to come by. You know, pick me up, man. So the storm came in, and there was a high-pressure system above us. So that low came in, you know, and it came ashore and it couldn't go any further. It just sat there and rained.
Yeah.
So as it's spinning, it's going out over the Gulf, picking up rain and bringing it back.
Oh, my God.
You know, and the areas that flooded, you know, down here on our side of town, we got some rain. Of course, everybody's watching the creeks. Everybody's sleeping really uneasily, you know, getting up every now and then watching and checking the street, you know, see what's happening. And, you know, but luckily everything for where we're at, we missed it. But the poor people on the Northwest and Beaumont.
Yeah.
Candace told me there was a picture of Beaumont, of an intersection in Beaumont, where the water was as high as the streetlight.
Oh,
and a lot of the streetlights down here, y'all, they don't hang down from the pole. They're mounted across the pole.
Right.
So they're way up there, you know, and I'm like, man, and she goes, and the light's still working. I'm going, oh, there you go. Salesman needs a picture of that. Look, you know, even in a hurricane, we work for boat traffic too. But, poor people. I mean, some people, anyway, luckily not. We only lost, so far there's only been 5 lives lost.
Oh, my gosh. But that's, you know, 5 too many.
It is. You know, I mean, and a couple were people trying to help other people, you know, other fools. One was a fool that just drove into an underpass, 8 foot of water in there, and he, I don't know what. I guess he thought his van would float. I don't know. Don't have any idea. But by the time they got to him, you know, so not only do you put, they put themselves in jeopardy, they put people that have to come rescue them in jeopardy, too. It's just terrible, terrible. But, you know, I was thinking, too, I was like, man, you know, we get these storms, but that's about it. We don't really have tornadoes. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have fires. We don't have blizzards. We don't have snow and ice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess every place has its Achilles heel when it comes to weather.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I just hope that, like, you know, we start thinking seriously about sort of what we're doing to the earth and how.
Well, the earth's fighting back.
Yeah.
I think Mother Nature's like, hey, I'm done with this. I mean, the weather patterns lately have getting more severe.
Right.
You know? So I think Mother Nature's fighting back because we are killing the planet for sure. And it will happen, I guess, one day. Hey, speaking of that, they found a planet that is 110 light years away.
Uh huh.
It's 4 times the size of Earth, mm-hmm. but it appears to have the same type of atmosphere as Earth.
Whoopee.
So, you know, Battlestar Galactica, remember they all get on their ships and they all take off somewhere? That'll be maybe my great-great-great-grandkids will be doing that, you know? Or maybe my, you know, who knows, we might be on that ship, you know? SpaceX, I'm with you. Let's roll. Woo! 110 light years, man. That's a long way away. Have to have a ship that goes a little bit faster. We need the Millennium Falcon for that travel, I think.
Absolutely. Well, here's my last thing. I just want to say, it just makes me think, I mean, we've had people walk, you know, protesting all across the world, trying to bring to our attention that we really need to do something, and I think we need to do something. So mm-hmm. if that means like recycling or stop buying plastic or using plastic, or if that means like lobbying your state and federal government to like not undo EPA, some of the EPA regulations, because I would think our lives matter more
than what matters more than that? It's green. it's that green stuff, that money that are unfortunately are. I mean, we need term limits. That's what I think we need personally. Not to get into a political thing here, right, but I think we had term limits to where you don't have career politicians that get fat off of donations from lobbyists and stuff. To you know, but anyway, all right, so. Let's turn our attention to cooking, huh?
I'm sorry. We got a little.
We can do a 14-hour podcast on that, man. Woo! Come on down. Yeah. So today we're going to be making a breakfast dish. It is what is it? A chili cheese.
It's a chili cheese egg omelet. It's an omelet. It's an omelet.
Chili cheese egg omelet. I like it. It's very very easy to do, y'all, and very delicious. But we won't go any further than that. We told you what we're doing. How about that? But getting back to fall, that means with the first day of fall, that means we have 96 days until Christmas, I believe. 93 days, something like that. 95 days. So get to Blind Mice Mega Mall and get your shopping done. So many great things. Hey, Dan Malone just sent me an email before we came on the air that he has revamped the Danny Boy. He's extended the length of it. So now it will do legal documents too.
Oh.
Before it was about letter size. Now it's he's extended it out to 14 inches long. So it's long enough now to do legal documents as well. What a great little item, man. I love mine. Use it a lot. So just saying. And if you have a Victor Reader stream, why not upgrade it to more memory? How about 32 gigs or 64 gigs? That 64 gig card, y'all, gets you about 50 gigs of memory. Wow. Tim had just recorded for us the Ken Burns History of Country Music.
Mm-hmm.
16 hours long. So I've got plenty of room for that, all of that on my Victor Reader stream. Internal memory, no external cards, none of that nonsense. It's all right there. Click, 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 clink. And just listen to it and enjoy it. So, man, plenty of memory. It's only $50.
I like it.
64. I've got mine. Yeah. I love it, man. Going on vacation, it's all right there. No nonsense, no extra stuff to lose, to hang on to find it. Where is it?
Right.
Especially some of those memory cards, man. Some are a little bitty. Where did they go? But we have all kinds of specials coming up. Blind Bookstop is doing a cookbook sale and we are officially kicking off right now. We'll tell you about this later in the show, too. This month is the 15th anniversary, Cheryl, of the Cooking in the Dark cookbook.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Cooking in the Dark Members Only Cookbook was put out 15 years ago, 2004, and it's still one of the best-selling cookbooks we have because it was all by members of the Cooking in the Dark list. Right. All blind cooks had made these recipes. You know, visually impaired cooks had made these recipes. And, it's still the book I go to a lot for different recipes. Oh, Grandma Bohannon's Apple Crisp. And Oven Fried Honey Chicken, two of my favorites out of that book. And I don't even need the recipe anymore for those. I've made them so many times that I know them by heart. Give me some of this, give me some of that, and let's roll. But the book is going to be on sale. It is on sale for half price. Four volumes, 180 plus recipes, half price. Get to Blind Mice Mega Mall or use the back door to the bookstop. Just go to bookstop.com. well, I'm sorry, blindbookstop.com. Go to blindbookstop.com and order that Cooking in the Dark cookbook, man. You'll love it. It's available electronically, so we can send it to you digitally through email or get it in Braille. 4 volumes, no waiting. And look, we are not responsible for weight gain.
It is important that nobody calls us or tries to sue us on that little issue.
That's right. And speaking of that, I just joined the gym, so I'm going to start getting myself in shape, too. I'm tired of being pudgy and wudgy. That make me move to Nebraska or something where everybody's corn-fed. No offense. Just joking. Hey, before we go on, though, I want to send a shout-out to Wilma. She called us and told us how much she enjoys Cooking in the Dark and wanted to say hi to Tim and Cheryl, and thanks for everything we do and appreciates all the time and effort we put into bringing you all this podcast. So, without further ado, hey, Cheryl, did you hear about the census taker incident?
No.
Census taker goes to a house and he sees interviews the wife there, and he goes, "Do you have any children?" And she goes, "Yes, 4. He goes, "Well, I need their names for the census here." And he goes, "Okay, Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and George." And he's like, "Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and George." She goes, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Well, I've got one question for you. Why did you name your last child George?" And she says, "Because I didn't want any mo." All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back on Cooking in the Dark with this chili cheese breakfast omelet thing and a little snack, too, that I'll surprise you with.
You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, LIBSYN.com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer. Dale Campbell here with Cooking in the Dark, and let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your finger's getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips oven mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of Grips right now. Or, if you can't get online, give them a call.
713-893-7277.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. This has got to be a delicious recipe. It's got my favorite stuff in it. And it's one of those recipes that you can doctor, alter, amend, however you want to look at it, to fit your tastes. Because in reading this, I'm thinking, man, I could use jalapenos instead of this, or I bet it would be good if you added this in, you know, some mushrooms to this or something. But we're going to make this one pretty much straight up. We are going to change one thing at the end, though, but we'll be all right. I think you'll enjoy it and like it, too. So without ado, here's my beautiful co-host, Cheryl. Read you the recipe.
All right, so here we go. We need 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 4 ounces of chopped green chilies, 2 cups shredded Havarti or Monterey Jack cheese, 1 1/4 cups of whole milk, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 3 large eggs. 8 ounces can of tomato juice, 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder. And that's all you need.
First thing we're going to need to do is grate our cheese up. Now, I've substituted, I guess I'm making a couple changes to this recipe, actually, which, you know, if you've listened to the show before, imagine Dale doing that. I don't know about that.
Well, and it also makes sense because sometimes, you know, you're like, oh, I want to make XYZ, and you open your refrigerator, and you've got sort of all of the same ingredients.
You've got X and Y, but no Z.
Yeah, and so you're like, I'm going to make it anyway.
So we've got, instead of the Havarti cheese.
Right.
Or the Monterey Jack.
Yes.
I selected some Fresco Blanco.
Ooh.
White, it's white Mexican cheese. It's light. Mm. Man, it is delicious, too. So I'm going to grate that up here real quick and get us that. And it's kind of a crumbly cheese. It's not a hard, like a hard cheese, firm cheese,
right.
You know, like a Parmesan. It's not like a, it's got more of a crumbly texture. So when you grate it, it'll kind of grate, but it'll be more of a crumbly feel. But it is delicious. We got introduced to this through, you know, Candace teaching at the school she teaches in. A lot of her kids, well, probably 99% of their school is all Hispanic. So a lot of them come from Mexico. And it's great this time of year, though, because they start making tamales and empanadas for the holidays. So just order them up. I can eat me some tamales. Oh, Phil Parr, one of the first times we got together there, they ordered some, and I ate like 16 or 17 of them.
Oh,
he was like,
my gosh.
Dale.
Yeah, I know when Tim and I went to visit, they did the same thing. And you're like, these are so good.
Can't stop, you know, ma'am. Sorry.
It's like you didn't mean to. You didn't want to keep any of these for yourself, right?
Right. He's like, damn, Campbell. Oh, shucks. All right, so we're gonna take our grated cheese. We're gonna take half of our cheddar cheese, and I've already sprayed my pan down. I've got an 8x8 pan here. I've already sprayed it down with vegetable spray. Which last time I replaced mine, they had canola oil.
Oh.
Several different vegetable sprays now. You know, I mean, so it wasn't just vegetable oil. So I thought, okay. So we've just layered in our cheese. Now we're going to take, that was half of our cheddar cheese. Now we're going to take another cup of our Blanco Fresco and just kind of layer it in over the top. And when I say layer, what I'm doing, I'm holding it in my hands. Just kind of sprinkling it over the top of the cheddar cheese, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, our chili peppers, little 4-ounce can. Let me open that up. I thought that had a pull tab on it. What's going on here? This is 2019, my goodness. So if you have the Cooking in the Dark cookbook, please send me a notice. I mean, send me an email, a notice. Mm-hmm. Send me an email and let me know what your favorite recipe has out of that book. I'd be curious. It might be one I haven't tried, although there's not very many of them. Even if you did 10 a year, one a month, by now you'd have them all done.
True.
Okay, so our chili peppers, I just drained those. And you want to take about half of them and just kind of sprinkle them over the cheese.
And these are like the green chili peppers that you buy in the supermarket. It comes in a little tin, is that correct?
Yes, in a little can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure does. Okay, we're going to take the rest of our cheese. It's kind of like the first step here, y'all. Take the rest of our cheddar cheese, which is going to be about a cup, and we're going to sprinkle it over the top. We're just going to repeat this whole process right here.
So it's like it's cheese, green chilies, cheese, green chilies, right? Until you run out.
Yes, now we'll come back with our other cup of our Fresco Blanco. Queso Fresco, excuse me. So, you know, you might find Queso Fresco in your grocer. I'm not sure how far north it goes.
Oh, do you know, when we started talking about this, I didn't see it in the supermarket, but now I do see it as an option.
Okay.
It usually comes, like, already shredded or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's
these are,
it's
what
there.
We've got here is just a big block.
Yeah.
Well, I say a block, it's a big round. About 2 inches thick and, I don't know, 5 or 6 inches in diameter. But it sure is good. Okay, so now I just put the chili peppers over our cheese. And now that's over our cheese. Tap that down. Now we're going to get ready for phase 2.
All right.
So why don't we take a quick break right here. We'll come right back, and I'll get the second round of ingredients ready, get the oven fired up, and we'll be ready to rock. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the Dark. We'll be right back.
Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show.
Blind Mice Mart has your perfect product. Braille measuring cups and measuring spoons. That's right, it's a 9-piece measuring cup set from 1/8 of a cup to 2 cups, and they all have Braille. The same with the measuring spoons. You get an 11-piece set that goes from a 1/64 of a teaspoon, just a little bitty bit, all the way up to 2 tablespoons. You'll never need another measuring set again. And best of all, they're at blindmicemart.com, where you won't lose your tail.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Join me, Noah Carver, and all the other members on the Cooking in the Dark listserv. Get answers to cooking questions, tips, and great recipes while getting to know all these great folks. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org, all squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. We'll see you on the list.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. So we're almost done.
Pretty much.
Somebody else want to come in? You want to come help finish, huh? No? Somebody in the front row scooting up.
I think it was the word done that they're like, woohoo, I'm ready.
Well, then people, they get here, they're all excited, they're in the front row, and then they realize, uh-oh. Because I can hear you breathing over there, man. You're scooting up.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shucks. They
get too
put
close,
to
I'll
work.
Put you to work.
Yeah.
That's right. Guess what? You just volunteered. Come on down. What am I doing? Cleaning up. I will find a sucker, a volunteer to do that one of these days. All right. So here's what we need for the rest of our thing. We're going to put 3 eggs.
Right.
There's one. Gosh, I love these perfect bowls. If you haven't got these, you better hurry. We've only got about 6 sets left, the mice tell me. And when they're gone, they're gone. Okay, there's our eggies. And we need 1 1/4 cups of milk.
Yes.
Here's how I pour my milk, how I measure my milk. I pour it over my bowl, over my mixing bowl. I hold the measuring cup over the bowl. I pour into the milk, the measuring cup. And I hold my finger on top. With milk being cold, it's a little bit easier to feel how full. So as I'm pouring, I've kind of got my finger just extended out from the end of the quarter. There's the quarter. I keep my finger just extended out off of the handle of the measuring spoon, measuring cup. And then from there, as I can feel the milk when it gets up to the tip of my finger.
Right.
Now I hold it out pretty much parallel to the handle. Maybe just dip it, just crook my finger, crook like a witch, like a little witch. Crook my finger just a little bit at the end so that I can feel the milk when it starts to get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go, and just pour it in. And in this recipe, if you have a little less or a little more, I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference.
No, not in this.
Now, a lot more or a lot less as carbon be a problem. Don't be putting a gallon in there. Whoops.
It'll be called milk and it will not solidify.
It will not, yes. long time ago. I was a little bitty dude living in, this is when we were in Springfield, Missouri, and my mama taught a ceramics class in the garage. She had converted the garage into like a little ceramic studio. So I wanted brownies. I'm like, man, I want brownies. My stepfather wasn't going to help me. He was busy watching TV, football, something like that. And I got the brownie mix out and looked at it. Okay, you know, blah, 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 blah. And one cup of this. I'm like, oh, okay. I can do that. But I was thinking, man, how much is a cup? I didn't exactly know. You know, a cup of water is what it needed. And I looked at the picture, and the picture showed the measuring cup full. Well, I filled up our measuring cup. Well, we had a two-cup measuring cup. They had a one-cup measuring cup in the picture. Whoops. Yeah, when those things came out 25 minutes later, oh, brownies. Nope. I had a chocolate soupy mix.
Oh, my goodness.
Those things could have baked in that oven for 3 days and it wouldn't have, about, you know. Dang, I was so sad. Mom was not sad. She was mad.
Well, I mean, I hope she gave you, like, you know, you tried, right?
Yeah, I tried, man. Yeah. That's right.
So that was,
yeah,
curious.
She was. I'm just joking. She wasn't angry. It is what it is. I'm just beating up the eggs, kind of whisking them here with the milk.
And the 3 tablespoons of flour.
Yeah, I'll have to put that in here in just a second. Measuring spoons here. 3 tablespoons of flour. Hey, a little hint for everybody, a little tip. When you buy flour, a little question. Where's the first place you should put it when you get a bag of flour?
I don't know.
When you get it home, in the freezer.
Oh, I think you've said this before.
Freeze it for at least 3 days. Mm-hmm. It won't freeze, but what it does is it kills any Weeble eggs. So you won't have those damn little bugs if you don't use your flour right away.
Right.
And I suggest doing that for if you get, like, say, breadcrumbs,
mm-hmm,
or any type of cornmeal, basically anything like that, freeze it first and eliminate those bugs. Because once you get those weevils, oh, my goodness. And you know something else I've gotten weevils in, which really just perplexed me. I couldn't believe it, but it was what it was Zatarain's crab and shrimp boil.
What?
Uh-huh.
You mean the mix?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Like the, yeah, they came out of that stuff like crazy. So I bought a big container of it because we don't use it that often, but, right, you know, $5 for this or 8 for that, well, I'll spend the 8 and get 3 times as much. Wrong. Right.
Bad idea, huh?
Bad idea, Vern. Okay, so we've added our flour into our egg and milk mixture. I'm just stirring all that up.
Okay, and then we're going to need like 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/4 teaspoon of cumin.
Okay, ground cumin. Now, as I was telling about doing some different substitutes, you know,
mm-hmm,
here's a case where, man, you might lay some mushrooms in over the top of your cheese mixture. Instead of using green peppers, you could use jalapenos.
Oh, that'll make it nice and spicy.
Mm-hmm. Or you could use tomatillos.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Tomatillos are a nice little spicy mixture. Substitute for tomatoes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing about the fall coming, my beautiful wife's like, oh, I can't wait. Chili. First tick before it gets below 60 degrees, chili will be on the pot, on the stove, man.
Oh, nice.
Then you have to have some Fritos, make a Frito pie. I still say, though, the best Frito pie I ever had was out there at that bowling alley in Pearland, Texas, man. I think that chili was probably 4 days old, but it was good.
Nice.
Okay, we've got this mixed up pretty nicely here. Let's get the oven cranked up, 350 degrees. There we go. Now we need 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin,
mm-hmm,
just a tad bit here. And I think this recipe too, Cheryl, is one that you could run a different way. Go for more of an Italian blend, you know? So you could use garlic and such in it instead of the peppers like we're doing.
Right.
It's nice. I like recipes like this. It can go same in main, you know, same main ingredients, but we can just go different ways. Okay, there's that in there. There's that. We have our cumin. We have our salt. We have our pepper, flour, eggs, milk.
Everybody's all whisked together.
Everybody's all. We'll get there. Yep.
So you want to make this, I think, like as smooth as possible, because you don't want to have like that flour, and you shouldn't, right? Because it's liquid.
No.
There's sufficient liquid that the flour will just blend right in.
Yeah, and that's when I put the flour in. I should have mentioned that when I put the flour in, I didn't just dump it in. Mm-hmm. I kind of sprinkled it in, turned the measuring spoon, and just kind of tapped it so that it kind of, and moved the measuring spoon around, so it kind of just it wasn't just one clump right in the middle. You know, because yeah, you don't want to bite into this and bite into a big old hunk of just a ball of flour. Not good. You ever done that with baking powder?
Unfortunately,
in a cookie or
yes.
Something, you know, where it didn't. Oh my gosh, that'll make you mad. That is nasty, man. I think that would be, if they wanted me to tell the secrets of the state of Texas, just put some dang baking powder on my tongue. I'll talk. Yeah, bamboo up the fingernails, any pain, yeah, come on. But no, not baking powder. That is nasty, nasty. The other thing crazy about baking powder I love is it's cornstarch, is the feel of starch, the cornstarch.
Oh, yes, it's very
it's
silky. It's
so silky, yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah,
I like it. Okay, well, I've been yakking here. I've been steadily whisking, just to let you know about that. Whisk 2 or 3 minutes, and like our buddy Henry said, when you think you've whisked it enough, whisk it some more.
Yep.
Okay. So, hey, I want to let everybody know, too, this just in from the mice, the talking thermostat, the VIP 3000 that has been out of stock and gone since February, we didn't think was coming back. Guess what? The mice got delivered yesterday. They said they've got units in, available, ready to go.
Nice.
They also have talking tire pressure gauges coming in. And a lot of our electronics friends will like to hear this. They have talking multimeters coming in. A multimeter is where, for electricity and such, you can read voltage, amps, you know, wattage. Pretty cool stuff coming. All stuff that we thought was gone. So the company we heard that was originally making this talking voltmeter or multimeter found out the blind people, you know, we were buying it, and they quit making it talk because of liability. You know, us blind people don't be doing no electrical work, or... You need to just sit in the corner right there and be quiet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. So finally we found another source. So mice are always looking. So that was cool. We want to thank Mr. Buntmeyer, Lauren, for hooking us up with that idea, for leading us, giving us enough breadcrumbs to find the path of where we needed to go. Mm. All right, so we're all mixed up here, Cheryl. I am going to get a cookie sheet, but it's kind of like a jelly roll sheet pan. It's got sides on it. I'm going to put our cooking dish with our cheese on it. Then here's what we're going to do. Instead of pouring this egg and milk mixture into the cheese and then carrying it to the oven,
yes,
I've just opened the oven door, pulled out the rack. I'm setting the pan with the cheese on the rack. Now with our perfect mixing bowl, guess what? We're going to very quickly and easily pour this egg mixture right over the top of our cheese. As so. Also. Very good. It mixes in. We're going to slide this in. 40 minutes on the timer, please. All right, y'all. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the Dark. We have our chili cheese breakfast omelet in the oven. And when we come back, I'm going to show you how to mix up something quick and delicious for breakfast.
Power.
How much does it weigh? I don't know. Don't stray. Go to blindmicemart.com and get yourself the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. It's ideal for weighing everything you need in the kitchen, and you can use it to weigh your postage, too. Say hello.
Hello, I'm ready. 1 pound, 6.2 ounces.
Clear, concise, and easy to use. It's the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale from blindmicemart.com. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. The Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. Get yours at blindmicemart.com.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
You have a personality? Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories too. Check out Custom Cane on Facebook. That's Custom Cane with a K. Or call us at 901-483-1515. Or click on CustomCane.com.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Are you on the Cooking in the Dark listserv? If not, why? Share recipes, tips, and get answers to cooking questions from the other awesome members on the list. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org. All squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. Join us on the Cooking in the Dark listserv.
Now with more of the show. Here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
All right, welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
Cooking in the Dark. Yes. We've got our chili cheese breakfast omelet in the oven, bacon. And you know, the worst part of this recipe is the waiting after it comes out.
That's true.
So you've got to let it cool for a while so all that cheese that's going to melt down.
Right.
You know, so you can cut it. But you want to cut it into like 2-inch squares.
Yeah.
But hey, in the meantime, let me turn you on to a little something I do for breakfast sometimes. What I've got 3 pieces of honey maple ham, and this is sandwich meat, you know, basically sandwich ham. We get it from the deli, have them slice it down for us. What I'm going to do with this ham, I'm going to roll it. I kind of roll it into a long log, or just roll it up, I guess. It doesn't have to be a long log, so to speak. And then I take my knife, and I cut it long ways, just slow and easy, slice it lengthwise. Now I'll flip it over. So that cut I just made is now parallel to the cutting board and make another cut. And what the way I do this is real slow and easy. This ham's real, it's real easy to cut. I'm using actually a steak knife. And I keep the roll of ham, Cheryl, between my thumb and my fingers. So my thumb's on the bottom, fingers are on top.
Right.
And I just use that to kind of guide the blade, the top part of the blade, through the meat and down. So I keep it kind of in the middle of the ham. Now that I've done that, I'm going to cut it across so we get a whole bunch of just little chunks of ham.
Nice.
And when I cut it across, I'm saying I'm cutting it into maybe quarter inch, half inch, trying to do shoot for quarter inch, but yeah, if you get some a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, doesn't really matter. Let me turn my attention to the skillet. Get a little fire going under the skillet. Now, you could do this instead of ham. I mean, if you want to take a little more time, you could do bacon. You could do actually ham. If you have a can of Spam, use some Spam. Okay, there's our fire. Let me spray a little bit of vegetable spray in the skillet. It's a nonstick skillet, but nonetheless, a little bit can't be bad. Now what I'm going to do is put the ham in the skillet because I just want it to kind of start cooking, kind of warm and kind of brown a little bit. You know, the ham's already cured and stuff, right. So we're good there. This is just going to be more for texture and my taste. I love cooked ham like this, fried ham.
Mm-hmm.
I like buying those ham steaks every now and then and doing those on the grill or in here in the skillet. So let's get a little queso fresco here. Again, that's the white Mexican cheese. There's our eggies. We'll need those in just a second. Oh, and hey, I've got some mushrooms. So we've got some sliced white mushrooms. So let me get those out. And again, this is just kind of a little breakfast thing, you know, so whatever you, sometimes I just do the ham and the egg. Sometimes I'll put a little cheese in it. Sometimes I'll do this and add American cheese over the top when it's done. So I'm taking like 2 to 3 of these mushroom slices.
Okay.
And I'm just breaking them into pieces that are, I would say, the size of the end of my finger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe half inch or so. Okay, getting those in with the ham. So they'll cook up a little. We're not going to let this cook a long time. We've got our heat on medium high. All right, we close that bag up. All right, good, 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 looking good. Our cheese will add just as we're almost done. Let me get our eggs. I'm going to put break these in our bowl here. Eggies, two eggies. Now, I've done this two ways. I've broken these directly over the skillet and in there. And, or you can break them in a bowl like I'm going to do and whisk them up. It's kind of like a little quickie Dale's breakfast thing. We're going to start doing some little excerpts on Cooking in the Dark of just some quick and easy meals, some quick and easy things that you can make for yourself for a lunch or for a quick breakfast or even a quick dinner. Eggs for dinner are good.
They're delicious.
Chickens aren't proud. They're saying, eat more beef.
Or eat, just eat more vegetables. Go plant.
Yes, yeah. We've heard apples are real good. All right. So there we go. So let me get a turner here, a spatula. I'm just going to kind of stir around our ham here. The mushrooms are going to cook a little bit, but not all the way through, so they're not going to be real soft, which I kind of like. Ever since we did that omelet, that place in St. Croix where they put the vegetables on last
mm-hmm.
and didn't really cook them, so they were a little bit warm, but they weren't cooked through. They weren't real, you know how vegetables get, tomatoes and stuff get kind of soggy when they cook.
Right.
Oh, these were firm and the taste was just so good. As you can tell, that was 2 years ago and I'm still talking about it.
That's nice.
Okay. There you go. You can hear all of our ham kind of cooking up here. Let me pull a little piece out. I just reached in and it's getting warm. Okay. I just picked up a little piece with the spatula and touched the ham. It's starting to get a little bit crispy. Not too bad, but it is getting warm. So we're about ready here for our eggs. So we're just going to pour those in right over the top. Okay. Perfect. That's a going. Let me rinse this bowl out real fast. While the eggs kind of get introduced to the mushrooms and the ham. So now we can go a couple different ways on this. Of course, got our eggs in the skillet here, doing their thing. We've got some cheese waiting to go on. So one thing I've done with this is just once these eggs are cooked up, I've added some cheese and then put this in a bowl and just eat it just like a scramble.
Okay, yep.
Now, something else you can do is put this in a tortilla. Take a wheat, flour, corn tortilla. If you're doing a corn tortilla, might want to do two of them. Those corn tortillas kind of tear. I prefer a flour tortilla for this because we will lay a bit of the mixture in the flour tortilla and then roll the tortilla up around the egg mixture. Add a little picante sauce if you want, a little salsa. And put it in the oven and bake it. Let it bake in the oven at about 375 for about 5 to 10 minutes. About 5 minutes.
Okay.
You don't want it baked hard, but I like to just warm up the tortilla, and the tortilla just starts to get just a little bit crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I don't know if y'all have ever made those homemade tortilla chips that we've talked about making several times on the show. If you haven't ever made them, they are delicious. And you need to go check out our archives at cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Or you can just go to the Blind Mice Mega Mall website, blindmicemegamall.com, and click on the Cooking in the Dark link. It'll take you right there. But when you get there to the archive page, do a search for tortilla chips, and you'll see how to make them quick, easy, and delicious. They're crispy on the outside and chewy on the middle. But I like doing those breakfast tacos sometimes, too. All depends on time.
Right.
You know, time. All right, so now I'm going to add the cheese. We're almost there. So that hadn't been too long at all, maybe 5 minutes. You got a nice hot breakfast. There's our cheese going in. Okay. I'm going to give that just a couple minutes. Not even that, just a little bit of time. So it won't take that cheese long to melt. And as I said, get us a bowl here. Find my turner. What'd I do with the spatula?
Oh, my goodness.
So to the left, there it is. I got it. I usually try to always put my spoons, spatulas, anything I'm using like that, Now I'm just kind of stirring everything together. And to do that, I'm just mixing from the outside edge. So let's say I'm putting my turner at 9 o'clock in the skillet. And I'm kind of sliding it down into the middle, down to around 7 o'clock and pushing in from 7 to about 6 and pushing into the middle. From 6 around to about 4:30 and pushing, you know, as I'm sliding it, I'm pushing in the middle. So I'm kind of pulling the stuff that's on the edges of the skillet into the middle, but I'm always moving to the middle of the skillet. That'll keep you from making a mess and ending up with all this on your stovetop instead of on your plate and in your belly where it needs to go. Okay, turn the heat off here. Slide the spatula right under here. Boink. Now, something else I've done with this, y'all, I've taken Swiss cheese and laid it over the top, a slice of that over the top, and let it just melt for a couple minutes. After I turn the heat off and then lay the Swiss cheese on, if I didn't add this other queso fresca. And when that happens, it'll kind of melt around the eggs, but then you scoop it out and it's all like one big piece. Man, that's excellent to put on a piece of toast. Hmm. Or on an English muffin. So many things to do with eggs here. All right. So, hey, there's breakfast with Dale. How was that? It'll be delicious. $25, anybody wants it? One thing about Casa Dale's, the food is good and it's expensive. Okay. Hey, let's take a break. Our chili cheesy omelet is about ready to come out of the oven. So we'll pull it out and start letting it cool. And we'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Tell you something else hot is that Black & Decker talking toaster oven. So easy to operate. Got two rows of buttons. The top row, you set your cook mode. Bake, broil, toast, warm. The second row of buttons, you set your temperature. You know, each mode has its own range, so you select your temperature. Third row of buttons is you select the time. And the fourth row is start and stop. 12 by 12 cabinet, 8 inches tall, two racks. Comes with a crumb tray, comes with a pan that you can bake in or whatever. Or if you're boiling, you can use it under the rack, you know, as a drip pan in case you don't have a little boiler pan for it. You know, check it out. Go read about it, blindmicemarts.com. Just put in toaster oven in the search field. It'll pop right up. They've got two ways to buy it, but you better get on the list, man. When that was introduced, there were 27 orders for the pre-order the first day. There's been over 60 people order it already within, like, the first few weeks. But that's the Black & Decker talking toaster oven at blindmicemarts.com. Check it out, y'all. It is very cool, very cool. Hot, hot, hot.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back. More Cooking in the Dark.
Cooking in the Dark.
Yes.
All right. So while you were gone,
yes.
I don't know why you were gone for so long. Y'all were gone a long time, almost 45 minutes.
Amazing how that happened.
Radio time, right? Wait a second. We didn't call timeout. So we pulled our chili cheese omelet out of the oven.
Yes.
It was actually 41 minutes that we baked it for at 350. And you can stick a toothpick or something in it if you want to try to see if it's done, but basically just touch the top of it and it needs to be firm. You know, like eggs, if you've ever baked eggs, they get firm when they bake up. So we've cut this into 2-inch squares. Roughly 2-inch squares. And again, to do that, I used my cooling rack, used the straight edge of the rack itself. So I set the rack over the pan, kept the top edge parallel with the edge of the pan that the egg mixed our egg omelet was in. And I counted over four grates and sliced straight down using my nylon knife. Counted over four more sliced down. Then I turned the rack perpendicular the other direction. Instead of up and down, we turned it left to right and followed the same method and cut these down into squares. You've got to let this cool at least 30 to 40 minutes, maybe even an hour, because you want to be able to slice it. And if that cheese is still molten and liquid, you're not going to be able to, you're not going to get ahead of the game.
It's not going to work. Yeah.
Mm-mm. You got to let it cool. So once it cools, now that it's cooled, we're going to take our 8 ounces of tomato juice and we're going to mix in with that 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder. So you may as well put that in a 1/2 teaspoon. Why use a quarter?
I know, it's like a pinch. I mean, geez.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got that mixed up. When you serve this, you want to heat this up. Get it in the microwave here. I didn't bring in the Magic Chef today for this one little deal. We'll just let our house microwave do this. Okay. Want to heat that up for about a minute. You just want it warm. Now, when you serve this, your squares, two squares per person, unless it's Dale and Cheryl, then we get four. No, when you serve this, you want to pour a little bit of this, get this out here. You just, not pour, but just spoon. Use like a large kitchen tablespoon or a teaspoon, depending, but usually, you know, a spoon that you would use to eat cereal or whatever. But just spoon a little bit of that mixture over your eggs. Now, if you wanted to use sour cream, that'd work.
Ooh, that would be nice.
If you have some leftover guacamole, that would be great on top of these too.
Yeah.
I'm seeing guacamole and salsa for myself.
I know. I was thinking you could use like a chunky salsa.
Yeah. Or even if you just have an avocado, slice that and put some of that on it. But there it is, y'all. Chili cheese breakfast omelet. Quick and simple, very delicious. And we can't miss out on the little egg breakfast we made too. Good stuff. Hey, Cheryl, why don't you read them this recipe one more time?
All right, we'll
get out of here because I've got a cup of coffee right here and I'm hungry.
And I've got my mimosa sitting next to me, so I'm ready to go.
Okay, I'll take one of those too. Enough, put the coffee away, boys.
And I was like,
Cheryl Dunn broke out the mimosas. I knew I liked you for some reason, girl. Come sit by me. And bring those bottles.
Exactly. Amazing how suddenly you're like, you're my best friend. Come over here.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You're still not getting my Bud Light.
All right. So we're going to have the oven preheated at 350. You need 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 4 ounces of chopped green chilies, 2 cups shredded Havarti or Monterey Jack cheese, 1 1/4 cups of whole milk, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 3 large eggs, 8 ounces of tomato juice, and 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder.
So your grated cheeses, you want to divide those. You want to put 1/2 of the cheddar in the bottom of your baking pan. Again, we used an 8x8 pan. And spray it down with vegetable spray first. You layer your cheeses in. So we used queso fresca, which is like a Blanco Mexican cheese, just a white Mexican cheese. So you want to layer in 1/2 of your cheddar cheese and then 1/2 of your queso fresca. And again, if you want to use Monterey Jack, Jalapeno Jack, I mean, whatever cheeses you want to use, mozzarella, put it in there. Then you want to divide your chilies. About 1/2 of your chilies go over the top of the first layer of cheese. Then come back and do the same layers again, the cheddar cheese and the queso fresca in this case, and then the chili peppers. Then in a bowl, we mixed up 3 eggs, 1 1/4 cups of milk, 1/4 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 3 tablespoons of flour. When you put your flour in, just kind of sprinkle it in over the top. If you want to stir it in a little bit, do that, and then add the next. But you want to keep from making one big bulky, just one big hunkin' pile of flour. It's going to be harder to mix in. If you sprinkle it out over the top of your egg and milk mixture, it's going to blend much easier. Once you get all that blended in, you want to pour that over the top of your cheese that's in your baking pan into a 350-degree oven for 40 minutes. Pop it out, and you need to let it cool about 30 to 45 minutes before you cut it. Now, we cut it into 2x2 squares. I mean, if you want to cut it into 4 pieces, have at it, you know? I mean, if it's just you, cut it how you're going to eat it, you know? A lot of times, too, sometimes like that, I'll use the turner, the spatula, and I'll just use the straight edge of it. I'll just plunge it straight down in through the mixture to cut so that the piece I'm cutting is the perfect width and size of the spatula. Makes it easier to get out sometimes, in my opinion. But that's it. You know, you take your tomato juice, the 8 ounces of tomato juice, and 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder. Mix those together, and then just warm them up in the microwave, and then pour that or spoon that over the top of your eggs before you serve them. Easy beasy. And again, substitutions we talked about. You could add mushrooms to this. You could add browned sausage. There's so many variations you could do this. I could see this with a layer of cheese, a layer of like sausage, ground sausage browned, another layer of cheese, the chili, you know, jalapenos or salsa. Because I've done this before, too. I've made a bake where I've used a can of Rotel tomatoes and eggs and a little milk, mixed all those up and put those in a pan and baked them.
Delicious.
You can't go wrong with eggs. Eggs are so good. Anyway, very good. Serve this to your friends, your buddies, and don't forget about that that little quickie breakfast we made. You're going to be seeing more of those coming at you right here on Cooking in the Dark. So for Cheryl Cummings, I'm Dale Campbell. For our magic man, Tim Cummings, we're out. We'll see y'all next week. Happy fall, everybody. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
This is Bird Note. That's one of the country's most unforgettable birds, a scissor-tailed flycatcher. And right now, they're migrating north to nest in the open country of Texas, Oklahoma, and the South Central region. The scissor-tailed flycatcher goes beyond elegant. It's truly a fanciful bird, robin-sized, the palest of silver grays, with a slender, deeply forked tail that's longer than its body. And when the scissor tail lifts its wings, it flashes vivid salmon-pink flanks and underwings. Stunning! Most of the scissor tail's closest relatives have normal-length tails. But with that extra length and the scissor-shaped structure comes incredible agility in flight. As the bird flies, it can spread and fold its tail, dramatically altering the surface area. It's almost like the scissor tail has an extra pair of wings as it twists in midair, chasing down an insect. When displaying to a female, the male scissor tail flies straight up and dives steeply down again and again, opening and closing its tail. And to top it off, he may even perform a reverse midair somersault, flashing his pink sides and that long streamer of a tail in the same instant. Breathtaking. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Heard about the audio journal show, Young at Heart? It's okay to be young at heart. The show is about listening to simple stories about simple and happy tales of life. By listening to Young at Heart, you will experience the delight and wonder of being, well, young at heart. And since laughter is the best medicine, many of the stories will also make you smile, chuckle, or even laugh out loud. So pull up a comfy chair, take off your shoes, and bend your ears to the audio journal show, Young at Heart, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.
Would you like to hear news from Barry and Spencer that you're not likely to hear on commercial television or radio? Then tune in to Audio Journal every Monday at 6 p.m.
You are listening to Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thanks for listening. We have more programming coming up next.